Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a beautiful Thursday morning in the Valley. We have an open phones day. Our hotline number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you, as always, by the great folks at Sunbury Motors Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And let's talk a little bit about them. You know, we all know that that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, and selling more cars and satisfying more customers, but with that comes the need for many great behind-the-scene employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready, willing, and able to serve you right now, they need more due to the tremendous business that they've gained over their 107 years. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, their car and light truck service departments, their heavy truck service, their body and frame alignment, and towing departments, too. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician, looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person or apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. That's 286-7746. Well, we have some unfinished business to start the program. We have a call on the line already, but we're going to get to that. Actually, we have two calls on the line, but we're going to get to that in just a moment. But we wanted to finish yesterday's discussion about Senator Mullen and his proposed pugilistic encounter with the head of the Teamsters Union. He doubled down on what he was doing, and let's see how you feel about this.
Tonight, a Republican senator defending this moment when he challenged the head of the Teamsters Union to a fist fight. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen says he was serious about fighting during the hearing on Capitol Hill. Here's what he told our Dana Bash today.
Hold it. First thing I thought of when I stood up, I thought, I'm going to break my hand on this guy's face. I'm going to take my wedding ring off. Because when you're fighting and you learn how to punch correctly, you really shouldn't break your hand, but when you aren't doing it with wraps.
So you actually thought you were going to come to blows in that moment?
I had full intentions of doing that.
All right, Mullen is a mixed martial arts fighter, and he went further. He said this in a podcast.
I'm in a fight, I'm going to bite. I'll do anything. I mean, I'm not above it. And I don't care where I bite, by the way. It just is going to be a bite.
Melanie Zona is out front on Capitol Hill. And Melanie, just listening to all this, it's sort of like, wait, is this real? How are other members of Congress reacting to all this?
Well, none of his colleagues are calling for him to be punished, so we are not expecting Mullen to suffer any consequences here. But some Republicans have said he should be setting a better example as a United States senator, while other Republicans have sought to defend him and turn the blame on the witness. Let's listen.
I would have bludgeoned the guy for a lot of things that he'd said, but I wouldn't have gone as far as Mark Wayne.
I wouldn't want to mess with Mark Wayne Mullen. He's tough, but it seems that the witness, who has this long history of taunting him with tweets, and that's completely unnecessary.
You can only be young once, but you can always be immature.
Now, for his part, Mullen is not showing any remorse for his behavior. In fact, Aaron, he is doubling down, and he is also fundraising off of this incident and selling T-shirts. Now, he is a former MMA fighter, so in some ways, I guess being a fighter is part of his brand. But this is just one example of how the decorum on Capitol Hill has really devolved in recent years, where this type of behavior is not only tolerated, but it's also incentivized, given that he is tolerating off of this, tweeting this, doing media interviews.
Giving media interviews, selling T-shirts, raising funds off of it. Gee, is that what we're going to be going through now? Everybody's going to pick a fight with somebody in Washington so they can make a few bucks off the deal. Okay, we have two phone callers on the line, Stan and Bob. Stan, you were in first, so good morning. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Well, you know, selling T-shirts and fundraising, that's the name of the game down there in D.C., and Democrats do it every time there's some sort of shooting. So, you know, what's the big deal, right?
Well, the big deal is I don't think you pick a fight with somebody. I mean, if you're serious about what they did to you, there are ways to address it other than punching them in the face. You know, don't we teach our kids today that violence isn't the answer to every situation? And now here's a United States senator saying, well, I want to knock that guy's head off, in effect.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So what lesson is a United States senator teaching our kids who are in school and who are, you know, see this kind of coverage? Is this the kind of example a United States senator should be setting for kids and people in general?
He's standing up for himself. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I don't know he's standing up for himself.
The union thug started it. Okay?
Well, yeah, he did.
The union thug started it, so he's standing up for himself. Now, would it have come to blows? Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Because I don't think the union thug had the courage to stand up and do anything. He was all tough talk because he knew nothing was going to happen. So, but, you know, whatever. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't have a problem with it. Now, let's talk about the constituency of the Democrat Party these days. They seem to be pretty angry with the Democrats, don't you think?
Yeah, considering they're blockading.
They were rioting at the DNC headquarters last night.
Yes, and harming police officers. I wonder if this is an insurrection.
Well, technically, I would say not. I know there's people saying that. But it wasn't against the government. It was against a party, a political party.
But there were people in the government in that building.
Yes, there was, and I understand that, but they were members of the political party, okay? So, yeah, you know, I wouldn't go that far as the insurrection, just like a J6 wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot outside, and what happened was a riot. Yes, I understand that, and what happened yesterday at the DNC was a riot. Now, the Capitol Police, there was injured police officers in that. But I find it amusing to a point that the people that the DNC has been courting for all these years are the ones that are having a riot outside their headquarters. Just saying. That's why I find it amusing. You know, so the political violence is alive and well on the Democrat side.
Well, for some reason, the Democratic Party seems to become the party of anti-Semitism these days.
Well, yeah, that's what it seems like. Now, they would tell you that no, because they're just trying to save the Palestinian children, which, quite frankly, yes, no children should be dying. They shouldn't have died on October 7th. They shouldn't be dying now. But the Palestinian people put themselves into that position when they elected Hamas to run Gaza, okay? They put themselves in a position. They knew who those people were. They knew they were terrorists. They knew they wanted to eliminate Israel and the Jews from the face of the earth. So they put themselves in that position. But the Palestinians have seemed to be doing that for decades.
Well, they have, and they used to say of the Bourbon Kings, they learn nothing, they forget nothing. I think the same could be said of the Arabs over there, because they have tried to beat Israel how many times now, and it never really works out well for them.
No, it doesn't seem to. Now, evidently, the Israelis are planning on going further south into Gaza because they've been dropping leaflets and telling the people to head further south, I guess. I don't know how much further south they can go because Egypt, being a nice Arab country they are, won't open the gates and let the people in. They're refusing to let Palestinians into their country because they know how the Palestinians act when they're in another country. They try and disrupt and undermine the ruling government of those countries. They've done it in the past. That's why Jordan won't let them in. That's why Egypt won't let them in. And they're not going north to Lebanon because Hamas, you know, they control it. They don't want the hassle neither. So, you know, the Palestinians seem to have a mentality that they just want to destroy. That's just what it seems like.
Well, I mean, I think President Biden is right when he says the only lasting solution here is likely to be a two-state solution where they learn to live together in peace and harmony. And I think that should be the goal of his administration, and I think that should be the goal of whatever administration follows him.
But the Palestinians don't want it, Joe. They've been offered, now I heard it was a rabbi talking to one of the, he's a leftist, I don't know his name, but he's on television all the time. Since 1939, they've been offered two-state solution at least a half a dozen times, if not more, since 1939. And every time they've rejected it. Why?
Well, I think
because they think...
Oh, you asked me a question, and I didn't...
Well, no. It's kind of a general statement.
Okay.
Because they think that area is theirs, theirs alone. No Jew should ever be allowed to step foot. And the radical Muslims don't think the Jews should exist on earth. So what's going to happen?
Well, we've been
fighting Armageddon.
We've been fighting battles over the Holy Land since the Crusades, and I don't think that's anytime soon until we realize that, you know, everybody has rights to that very holy area. It's important to the Muslim faith. It's important to the Christian faith. If we can't learn to live together in an area that is of such great religious significance to all of us, then we've really got a problem. There's probably no hope for civilization. We're all just going to keep on fighting and fighting and fighting till the end of time.
Now, some people would say that the Jews have the most legitimate claim to that land.
Yes, they do.
Because they were around thousands of years before Christians and the Muslims, correct?
Fair enough.
The Muslims were started after, what year was the Muhammad around? Was it 1000 AD or was it a little before that?
I don't have that
exact
date.
Before the Muslim religion was founded. You know, I don't know the exact date, but it's, you know, so if you want to go by who has actual claim to that land, I would say it would be the Jews because they were there longer.
I mean,
way before. But I don't make those decisions.
Okay, I agree with
you. I just prepare for what's coming here and buy more guns and more ammo.
Okay. Listen, we got to take it up.
Because things are getting ugly here.
I know they are, and they're getting ugly in D.C. too. Hey, listen, we've got another call to take, and I appreciate your comments. We always, sometimes we disagree, sometimes we agree, but, you know, we'll just keep on going and see
like
where it plays out.
Stir the pot, Joe.
Hey, stir it. That's what we're here to do, stir the pot. Thanks, Stan. Okay, Bob from Northumberland, you're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. Didn't we just release $6 million to Iran, and now Biden's released another 10,000? And they're the supporting group, but they're firing at our soldiers around the country over there. What is wrong with the man?
Another 10,000 what, dollars? That's
yeah, release it.
That's a drop in the bucket. 10,000 bucks is nothing.
Well,
or do you mean?
It's probably coming from us, but anyway, the other thing is, I understand we're also supporting China in a roundabout way. We're giving aid for different things, and Iran, we're giving money aid for different things, and, you know, we don't take care of our people at all. The other thing I would talk about, I was told a long time ago, if somebody breaks in my car and there's no individual in the car, I'm not allowed to shoot them. Evidently, the Civil Service doesn't do that, and she must have been a very good shot, or she would have got one of those three people.
Where was this?
Washington, when he went after his granddaughter's car.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to shoot. If there's nobody in the car, why would you want to shoot?
Well, that's what he's trying to break in.
Oh, so if they're outside the car trying to break in, you can't shoot them?
Yeah. And it was a government car, I guess. I don't know for sure. But, you know, they have different rules for different things. And, of course, she was a poor shot to start with, evidently, because she didn't get anybody. You know, I like a reward at the end of this, you know. And when you shoot at a big metropolis like that, there's danger of shooting some innocent person somewhere.
Well, I was going to say, maybe she's lucky she didn't hit anything.
Yeah, well, I want to hit one of those guys. Anyhow, I don't know, we're in an awful state again, and I think China took us for another ride yesterday.
Well, I think President Biden didn't do himself any favors after he has a meeting where he says the results were positive, and then he calls the President Xi a dictator, which probably isn't the smartest thing he could have done.
Well, let me know when he cuts down their fentanyls coming to the United States. I want to see that.
Well,
anyhow, thanks, guys.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, what cracked me up is when the president yesterday was making his comments and they asked him if he trusted Xi. He said, "I believe in the old saying, trust but verify." He didn't bother to mention that he had plagiarized again. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan.
Well, the other thing, too, is Pelosi, when she always stirred the thing over and went to Taiwan, when you got a hornet's nest, you don't go stirring in the nest.
Right, I agree.
You send somebody in official capacity. She really didn't have any business to be over there.
Well, but it's a complicated process, you know, and I saw this morning.
The one-sided process is what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, President Biden isn't exactly garnering high marks for being able to handle all this stuff. His approval ratings on almost everything, including now the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip, is drawing very low marks, very low marks.
Yeah, I know, and it's coming to our theater, too. That's the other problem.
Well, that's what Stan just said. He's worried about what's coming here, so maybe...
That's right. They're here already. They're just right, haven't gotten together yet.
Oh,
thanks.
God forbid they do. Thanks a lot, Bob. Bill, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, in regards to Israel and whatnot, there was, prior to the invasion, there was 2 million Muslims residents in Israel, and up to 20,000 Palestinians were allowed to cross the border back and forth daily, right? Not to count all the Muslims that come in from other countries to visit the Holy Land, all right? And they were attacked by Hamas. Now, the Palestinian residents are not part of Hamas, but they do have underlying views towards Jews, right? But Israel has gone in diplomatically, has gone in and is doing everything possible for the Palestinians themselves, the hospitals and whatnot. But this group, Hamas, has to be taken out. And to clarify, yesterday when I said Biden, when the Republicans wanted to give a line itemized bill in regards to Israel, as far as the money, and the Democrats wanted to underline it with other things. And when I made the comment that Biden wanted to underline the bill with $14 billion for the border, I failed to neglect that. The $14 billion that Biden wanted was for transportation and housing for the illegal immigration, which affects us. You know, so that's why I always say, look at the big picture, not like with this MMA fighter. Yeah, he made his statement on record and on the cameras, right? Now, after the fact, when all the microphones came towards him, he should have took that opportunity to say, hey, I said what I said, but I'm here to talk about the issues. Like, he should have took his mic time and not be like a celebrity. And even though his poll ratings are probably going to go up 50% in Oklahoma,
right? But that doesn't help him raise
time. He should have took that time to discuss political issues.
But that doesn't raise money. I mean, he was doing this to raise money, I think, now, because he's got his T-shirts out already.
That's a sad thing. And that's where the Trumpster does stuff like that, and he messes up and he says things without thinking. But overall, they have good values and whatnot.
Well, I'm still hoping that we find someone who can bring Donald Trump's policies to the White House without bringing his bad behavior to the White House.
Oh, also cocaine. Oh, listen, here's one thing, Your Honor, I found out about bringing stuff into the White House.
What's that?
The cocaine, right?
Right, that they can never find out who owned it.
I heard on Fox that the cocaine, right, had baking soda in it. And the one commentator made a comment that you need baking soda to get it down to the form of crack cocaine, right? So right there, that implements Hunter. And, well, they said, well, he was in Camp David. It was left there, and they weren't coming back till Tuesday, but they found it on a Friday or Saturday. But here's the thing is, Hunter forgot to pick his drop off. He forgot to pick the drop up like he forgot to pick his laptop up. So if he forgot to pick a laptop up, don't you think, there's something so... I don't know, he forgot to pick that up. So it kind of like all falls in line, you know, and what the Democrats are famous for is hiding the real story, but then trickle, and a year or two later, it comes out. Does it make sense?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I look at it this way. You know, we have a political mess in this country, and right now neither party's doing anything to make it better. And that's, you know, that bothers me because we send these people there to do the nation's business, and they're more intent on getting reelected. They're more intent on raising money. You know, we've got a political system here that has gone completely haywire, in my opinion. And until we find some way to address it, and until we elect people who are more interested in doing what's right for the country, regardless of whether I agree with them or not, than they are in getting reelected, we're going to have this continual crap, if forgive me for using that word.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But one final thought, right? I know there's rumors like President Biden, when he gets near the end of his election, whatnot, he's gonna part. All presidents do parts, right? But I just want to clarify the rumors that are out there. Now, he'll pardon Thanksgiving Day turkey come, the end of the month.
Right.
And from what I hear is his turkey, his name Hunter Biden. So then when he pardons the turkey, and he's going to say, no, I didn't pardon the turkey, I pardoned my kid, and he's going to sneak him in there like the Democrats do, like his underlying bills.
That's pretty far out there. I don't think that's going to happen. But I thought it was interesting. It was on the news this morning that Hunter Biden's attorneys are going after President Trump and certain members of his administration, demanding information from them and claiming that the prosecution of him is based on political retribution. So we'll see how that plays out, too. But now it looks like one more thing Donald's going to be in court over. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's, listen, like I always said, to every breath they take, they'll be coming after them.
Well, you may be right. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Dan, stand by. Other callers, wait. Give us a quick moment. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Right now, we've got to take a break to stay on schedule. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What do you mean he's not coming in?
This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Dan, you're on it. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. You know, I'm talking about decorum. And, you know, once Trump got elected, especially after that, the groups were on edge. They carried the severed head of Donald Trump with the blood dripping out. One of the famous stars, forget her name, just Madonna, said, "I feel like burning the White House." And to me, that was the start of a new level, a low level of how we treated each other. And many other things, Senator, I guess she's a senator, Rep Waters, said,
Maxine,
you know,
Waters is congressman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Congress. She said, get in the face of the, you know, especially Republican, especially Trumpers, that we voted for Trump. Joe, that's how I see this new level started right at that time. It wasn't. Yeah, they can blame Trump that started it, but it was them. They started this ugliness, and it hasn't improved over the years. If anything, it's getting worse.
But Donald Trump, you have to agree, hasn't done anything to stop it. He's actually fed into it by being just as nasty back to those people.
I agree. But what do you do? What do you do when you have one side hate you so much that they just love to hate you? What do you do? You can't. I don't, Joe, we'll never, I'll never change your mind on this. And no, but none of us will have any Trump hater. They're going to hate regardless, no matter what good he's done for the country in them 4 years. They refuse to look at it. And you know, you hear them talk. And I know you see, you might not particularly care for the person, but you see the good that Trump did for the country. And that's how I look at it. The good that he did for us is all gone down the drain right now, and we're in a mess.
But don't we want, as a leader, Dan, don't we want somebody who can take a punch and come up on the other side and with something positive, not just calling the other people idiots and jerks and vermin? I know a lot of people really objecting to that word now, that it echoes the words used by Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler prior to World War II. But, you know, isn't there a better way to handle this than the way Donald Trump's handled it?
I wish I knew how he could have. Ideally, you're right, but somehow that disappeared after Donald Trump, and I'm not blaming Trump for it. Yeah, he'll hit you back. You hit him, he'll give you a double punch back, that's for sure. And actually, I don't hold it against him. It don't matter what he does. It'll never change. It's not going to change. You have your Trump haters. No matter what the man does, he can't get ahead. I mean, if he would go back and not say one word, they'd punch him all the harder. And right now, you know.
But Dan, he's giving people fuel. I think if he wouldn't respond in kind, the media wouldn't know what to make of it. They wouldn't have any way to drag these stories out. I mean, the fact that he uses the word vermin and all of a sudden they're comparing him to Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini is rather scary. And I heard one pundit say, you ought to be very careful with references to Nazism in this country. And I agree with that. You know, Donald Trump may not be a Nazi. He isn't a Nazi. And I don't think he's necessarily wants to be a dictator. But I do think he doesn't have the full respect for the democratic process in this country. He's not willing to accept it. If it goes against what he believes happened.
Well, it's, you know, it's too bad we came to this, but it was worse at times in the past history, and we're back, you know, where we don't care what we say anymore. And it was like this before at times in history, and we're right back at it.
Yep.
But, you know, Joe, just give me a minute here.
I'll give you the last word.
I know you heard me say this before, and I don't want you to get upset with me, but Israel was given their land by the Almighty Creator 2000 B.C. It was given to Abraham forever, and you can't change. You can't change what he's done. So it'll be theirs, and no division, and someday there won't be a division between the Palestine and Israel, but it's their land in reality.
Okay. Hey, Dan, thank you. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Chris, you're on the mark from Milton.
Yeah, I think Dan should make very convenient choices about what he remembers and what period of time he takes his lessons from. I remember before he even ran, Trump was doing the birther thing on Obama, which was all lies. Everything he was saying about is getting evidence down there. He has a private detective working. Oh, you should see what I'm finding. You should see it. That's all Trump lies. He never found a thing. He never showed a thing. He was leading locker-up chants at his campaign rallies. I mean, and now he's saying Trump didn't do anything to make people react that way to him?
Well, I mean, he certainly could participated in it. You know, it's like saying which came first, the chicken or the egg. I don't think the media and some of the people gave Trump a chance, and maybe he didn't deserve one at the time. But it doesn't do anything to make us better.
Well, he started out by picking on the newspaper, on the reporters, saying that what they were printing as true was lies, and they believed what they were printing was truth.
Well, without going back and analyzing every single news story, we're never going to be able to prove or disprove what you just said.
Well, you just look at the. Remember those papers he put out that said were all the papers he signed and the Trump stakes and all that? That was all a bunch of hooey.
Well, I do think he exaggerates and he lies, and I can say the same about the
and
current president.
And he approved of the reporter being physically accosted. Somebody in his campaign did it. Somebody in Iowa did it.
Well, and he mocked.
And there was another case too.
He mocked
and
that
he
disabled.
Them on.
He mocked that disabled reporter. There was no excuse for that. If you remember that one.
Yep, I remember that one. But that's an individual. I guess he was a reporter or an author. I forget which.
I think
actually.
He was a reporter.
Okay, and but. That's the way he operated. How is the press supposed to react to that?
Well, that's a good question. You know, let's face it. The press wants to sell newspapers. They want to generate views on eyes on TV screens. That's their sole reason for being. You know, they want.
Well, it didn't used to be, and it's not completely that now.
But what do you mean?
I mean that. In the old days, news was considered a loss leader. Having the prestige of having a good news department was worth losing money on. So they weren't really quite interested in, they were interested in the ratings, of course, but they weren't really, they weren't interested in slanting the news one way or another, except that they did because it was the status quo.
Well, I can remember.
Was mostly good.
I can remember a day when the news media was respected. People like Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, Peter Jennings, people actually respected them and the job they did.
Until politicians found by attacking the media, they could get elected, which they wanted to do. And a lot of this all goes back to Gingrich, and Dan speaks about that, the insults. Right-wing radio, Christian radio, has been calling Democrats names, communists, traitors, committing treason since just about the beginning of radio. That's not something that's new. I've heard that for 40 years, 50 years.
Well, you could go back to Father Conklin if you wanted to go back to
right,
the 30s.
Right, exactly. And he was also a bum.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was convicted. There were things he could have been convicted of. He was taking money
right
for doing some of his stuff, but they didn't. They had him on tax charges, but they didn't prosecute.
Well, he built that nice cathedral, the Church of the Little Flower, so.
Mm-hmm, but they did. They did. I think Roosevelt actually got rid of him by talking to the Pope.
Well, I mean, but you know, there are parallels.
Take this guy away.
There are parallels now to that. I mean, he got rid of his enemies. He got rid of Huey Long, who was going to be a serious challenger for him. Some people still think he had a hand. That Roosevelt had a hand in the assassination of Huey Long. So, you know, we've had bad people in politics for years and years and years.
I thought that was a relative who did it.
It was
for personal reasons.
It was, but there are people who believe that FDR had a hand in it. So.
Oh, well, I'm sure the conspiracy people have all sorts of theories.
Right. Well, I mean, you give me a historical event, and there are going to be conspiracy theories around it. We'll give you the final word, sir.
Well, I think Biden's doing a respectable job.
Okay.
And he's gotten a lot done for this country, for taking care of Americans. And remember all the things that Trump was going to do? a lot of them Biden has done.
All right. Hey, thanks.
He's gotten an infrastructure bill through. He's building railroads and bridges and
God, when I said the final word, I didn't mean the final diatribe.
And never happened.
Chris, okay, Chris. Thank you, sir. Harry, you're on the mark. We got to get you before a break. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm a little concerned about Biden administration's latest financial finagling around here now. They announced yesterday that they are going to release another $10 billion to Iran. And what's his name? The land from Lincoln, Blinken, and Nod. Blinken, the Secretary of State, signed that yesterday. But anyway, here we are. And I need somebody to explain this to me. And evidently, I'm going to need a lot of small words and people to use go slowly because I'm not going to understand. We have Iran, through their proxies in Syria and Lebanon, firing drone or sending drones and attacking us, our military people. And we say, oh, that's okay. No problem. Nothing to see here. We'll just give you $10 billion so you won't do that again. Is there really anybody out there that can look at this brain-addled administration? And I'm not just saying Biden, because I don't know who's running our country anymore. I'm pretty sure it just can't be Clueless Joe. I think there's a whole list of people who are as dumb, and what scares me is that he's not the dumbest person in this administration anymore. I thought that was a given, but then every time somebody opens their mouth, it's like somebody says, hold my beer. But they, in what parallel universe could giving $10 billion to a nation that wants to kill everybody who's not Islamic, and in particular right now, has been attacking military installations of your country? Where is that possibly an idea that has any merit at all?
Well, I agree. It doesn't seem like a reasonable thing.
We're not talking about reasonable, Joe. I mean, why don't we just give them the bombs and say, here, just finish the freaking job yourself. Pardon my French there, but you should have heard what I wanted to say.
No, I don't want to hear what you were going to say. That would mean I'd have to press a button.
I know. But I mean, you know, we've gotten to the point where we have, what was it? Was it from B.C.? Where they said, we have met the enemy and it is us?
Yep.
Wasn't that the old comic strip where they said it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Haven't we reached a point where we are, I mean, you know, we don't have to let anybody do anything to us anymore. We're going to take care of it ourselves. We're going to implode from the inside. My word, what are we thinking here or not thinking?
Well, I mean, we have choices to make, and, you know, let's face it, a lot of people in this last election decided that the Republicans are not capable of governing, and so they voted Democratic. You know, I don't think the Republicans have shown us that they can do a better job than the Democrats are doing. I think they can if they would apply themselves and that they would stop this insanity of trying to shut down the government, hold up military promotions. I mean, there are battles you can win and battles you can lose. My wife always says to me, pick the hill you die on. And I think that's a good point. You know, why are we fighting battles that are inconsequential?
And that's the whole thing, is that it really doesn't matter which party anymore. Now, the Democrats have the advantage because they are in power right now, and so every other stupid decision that the other party makes, which the Democrats have no patent on being foolish. You know, like you said, the Republicans are jumping up again saying, hey, we can top that. But they, you know, we don't have anybody. We haven't had an elected leader in how many years, Joe? We have elected officials, but when's the last time we truly had a leader?
Ronald Reagan, in my opinion.
You know, Reagan, and even taking that to the opposite end of the spectrum, Tip O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about that in the past. They could not have been more different in their political beliefs, but when something had to be done, they would call each other and they would say, Mr. Speaker, what do we have to do? Or Mr. President, how can we get this done? We don't have that. We don't have common sense in any elected official, which means we have no elected leaders. And that's not going to ever get better under this present system. Well, I am glad that I am in my late 60s and not my late 20s, because I can't even imagine what this is going to be like in another 10 years.
Well, if something isn't done to change it, it's going to be a lot worse, I think, you know, because...
Well, I think we better start learning to speak either Russia or Chinese or both, because who's ever running the country, it ain't somebody who cares about America.
Well, you know, there are people out there. I think there are some good Democrats and some good Republicans who are fully capable of running this country. But the problem is, I always remember Abraham Lincoln saying his first time that you've all made so many promises for me that I'm not going to have any room for action once I'm elected. That's a paraphrase. But, you know, that's exactly what you do.
I never heard that, but that's good.
We have so many deals being made, you know. Oh, we'll do this to get elected. We'll do that. And the old argument is, well, I can't do anything if I don't get elected. But if I get elected, I can do really good stuff. The problem is, once you get elected, your first goal is to get reelected.
Yeah.
And so there go
the
all the good ideas.
Starts the day after the election.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it does. Yeah. We'll give you the last word, Harry. We've got to take a break, but go ahead.
Well, and there's one other decision that came out yesterday, too, that I thought was another example of hold my beer. The Biden administration is going to airlift grizzly bears and from, I guess, Alaska, and drop them into Washington so that they can now populate the state of Washington, so that they can now populate that. Now, the fact that nobody is equipped to handle them, the fact that they will be a apex predator attacking ranchers, orchards, everything else, does not appear to scare the administration either.
Hey, we got
to
take...
So it's just another example of putting more American lives at danger, just in a different way.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
It boggles the mind.
Take care. Could have been worse. They might have been putting skunks in there. Hey, Bob, hang on. We've got to take a break. We're a little behind, but we'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With us now is Bob from PacSinus. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Hey, that money that was sent to Iran, how was that released and why was it released?
I think it was money that we had frozen from them. And was it to Iran or was it to there was another country over there? I'll tell you, I'm not really familiar with that story. I know it broke this morning, or it was broke yesterday, and I didn't... Huh?
Well, it was broken, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But the thing is, it's humanitarian.
Yeah, right. And it's supposed to be monitored. I remember it's supposed to be monitored.
Right. And people are claiming that it's to help them for their war. That's wrong. It's not for that. It's to help the people that live over there. Do you see those wars are going on over the weekend, and they're sheltering under hospitals with bomb shelters or tunnels under the hospitals, well, they should blow them the hell up.
Well, I mean, the problem is that there are sick people in there.
Well, you need to blow up the body while you blow up the shelters underneath.
Okay.
It's not going to stop the people up above, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this, here's the answer to your question.
Look at all the kids are dying. They can't even keep people, the children can't even live. You know, it's horrible.
Well, here's the answer to your question. What the $6 billion is and how it is supposed to be used, the money made accessible to Iran as part of the deal, are Iranian funds that have been held in restricted South Korean accounts. Sources told CNN the funds came from oil sales that were allowed and placed into accounts set up under the Trump administration. And now they've been released by the Biden administration.
Hmm? Donald Trump did that.
Well, but Biden released it. Trump held it up. Biden released it.
Exactly. Well, you can only hold it up for so long, probably.
Well,
I mean, if you have a loan and it was like contingent, you have to release it after a certain time.
You
right?
do? Well, no, not really. If you're holding it up illegally, in other words, it was their money. If I sell you something, I give you the money for it, it should go right to you. But in this case, we stopped it and held it up in South Korea. So if we're doing that, we could do it for as long as we wanted to. They used it as a bargaining chip. The Biden administration must have gotten something in return for it, don't you think? I don't know exactly what they got, but they got must have gotten something.
They probably got some prisoners released.
Well, they say they don't pay money for prisoners, but, you know, that could be what they did.
That's a lie. You know, there's so many lies going on around here. And the other thing is, everybody loves Trump, you know. He's the best person there ever was, but I'll tell you what. If he ever gets in the White House again, there will be another insurrection. You don't want to call it an insurrection or whatever. There will be a destruction done in Washington, D.C. because he will not leave, and he says he will not leave.
Well, if he's elected again, he doesn't have any choice. He's going to be lame duck from day one. Because he can only serve two terms, and he already had one in, so he doesn't get another one unless somebody changes the Constitution for him, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. Well, he'll try and be a dictator.
Well, you may be right. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your call, as always. We got to take a break. Final break of the day. We'll be back. 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn Teledata.
Do you suffer from deliviphobia? Fear of online grocery shopping? Try Giant Direct. With great prices, specially trained shoppers, and no hidden fees. Have no fear with Giant Direct.
Save this week on green asparagus, $1.47 per pound with coupon.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Got time for one more call if you're so inclined at 570-743-9565. We have a number of texts and emails we haven't gotten to yet. One of our emailers, our friend Tom, says, "The more these MAGA crazies give their daily diatribes, the more I love the Democrats. They are driving voters away not to." I'm not certain they are driving voters away not to. Not to what, Tom? I don't understand. Okay, one of our other emailers says, "It's actually very entertaining listening to some of your regular callers and emailers, along with some of the demasculized men and pink-haired ladies on networks like CNN and shows like Morning Joe. They whine and occasionally talk about Trump. They are just beside themselves trying to understand how a guy who has been attacked since he announced he was running in 2016 and has been impeached, indicted on made-up crimes, can still be the front-runner to be our next president. Like the late, great Rush Limbaugh famously said, no matter what they do, they can't separate the people who support Trump from Trump, because they can't separate the Trump supporters from the ideas and policies of MAGA. The left will continue to try to make Trump look more reprehensible than even Hitler, and continue to call his supporters stupid and morally reprehensible. But support for Trump just gets stronger. If Trump is so hated and actually lost the last election to a corrupt, bumbling old career politician who hid in his base and barely campaigned, what are they worried about? They should want a former president who has been impeached and has had multiple indictments to be the other side's nominee, because it would be even easier to beat him the second time around, right? It's all very comical indeed." That's signed by Doug. And on our text front, one of our texters says, "Another insurrection, Bob. When was the first one?" Well, I think some people are going to tell you it was January 6th. And then, "No, Joe Biden administration got nothing for the $6 billion release and nothing for $10 billion. Another commenter on Bob's call says, "Yes, Bob, Hamas terrorists are using hospitals in Gaza to hide weapons and command posts. Hamas are terrorists using women and children as their shields." And then Chris always generates some comment. "Oh my, Chris, you have it bad. I guess you haven't listened to what the mainstream media calls Republicans. Wake up." Another says, "Trump did not mock the disabled reporter. That's the false news narrative. He was mocking all the fake news reporters. Watch the tape." Well, I did watch the tape, and unfortunately the gentleman that he was mocking had a physical handicap, which Donald Trump parodied. If he didn't mock it, he at least parodied it, which probably was not in the best taste, to be honest with you. Another one says, "Wrong, Chris. The Hillary Clinton campaign stated that the birther narrative against Obama, Trump just went with it. So why don't you blame Hillary?" Well, did Hillary start the birther movement? Well, maybe she did. "And if someone or group wants to act like vermin, they should be described that way. The Democrats have brought destruction to this country like rats with..." And I guess they ran out of characters there, but rats with what? Some sort of disease? "And then Biden met with Xi to check on the funding of his offshore bank accounts." That's it for this week. Hey, we've had a lot of fun being here with you. We're going to look forward to doing it all again come Monday morning and On the Mark. And we hope you will be back with us and join in and call and participate and send us emails and texts. Keeps us busy. It keeps us moving. Thanks so much for being here.